Well, the cattle market continued to steal the spotlight as on Wednesday of the last week of January, we saw live cattle trade to all-time contract highs and close at all-time highs. We also saw the feeder cattle market, close higher, but it was at an all-time high close, but we didn't trade to all-time contract highs in the feeder cattle market. We did that on Tuesday. When on Thursday, we saw a little bit of a pullback in the marketplace. Now, what we're seeing is this market is up in the stratospheres where we're extremely strong market, mainly due to tight supplies, good demand, and a cash market that continues to surge, which is pulling futures with it. But we did see a cattle on feed report that was a little bit friendly a week ago. This week, while we're looking at the cattle inventory report, that's going to be coming out Friday morning at or Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And it's likely or could be one of the numbers or one of the reports that shows or helps this market put in a short-term top. What we've been seeing is just a hint of herd expansion. We saw that in the 24 slaughter numbers where we actually slaughtered a few less heifers than the previous year. And the last cattle on feed report showed a little less heifers going into the feedlot in the month of December. So we are seeing a little less heifers going into the feedlot side of things, which means that they're likely being retained or attempted to be retained to expand the breeding herd. Now, that doesn't mean these cattle are going to stay in the breeding herd. It just means that right now they're not going into the feedlot and they're looking at alternative place to be putting these. That might be the hint of herd expansion, and with the cattle up where they're trading at this point with record all-time highs, it wouldn't be surprising to see this market start to fade a little bit and maybe put in a short-term top, fade as we go through the early spring time frame, and start to firm again once we see the summer season hit. But right now, producers should be looking at putting floors underneath this market as these are the best levels we've ever seen in the cattle industry.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.